Blog Talk Radio.
About let go and let God. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to get started. Heavenly Father, I pray for the world today. I pray for the situations and the strife and the conditions of what we as a whole in America are going through. We know that God is always present in our life, and we have the faith that God would do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Amen. My topic today is let go, let God. Amen. Amen. All right, let me start and try to be brief as possible. Let go and let God can be taken to mean a couple of things. So we deal with each meaning separately. One meaning of letting go is to passively sit back and simply allow things to happen. This is typified by fatalistic saying, que sera, sera, and that means whatever will be. This attitude says there's something I can do, so why try? Even though it is absolutely true that God is sovereign in control of everything, this approach is definitely not biblical. We are commanded in Philippians 2:12 to work it out, our salvation, with fear and trembling. Paul commanded Timothy to fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In 1 Timothy 6:12, we are told in Ephesians, where the armor of God is detailed, to put on the armor of God and stand against the schemes of the devil. These are just three commands in the scriptures that say that we have a responsibility to do something, not just sit back and watch things happen. So the passive interpretation of let go and let God is certainly not right to do. A second interpretation is that we should stop trying to control our circumstances and trust in God to control them. This is biblical. When it comes to our needs, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Instead, we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So, we should not obsess over our needs. God will take care of them. On the other hand, we do have the responsibility to work toward meeting our needs. As Paul wrote, we would give you this command. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. God will meet our needs. If he gives us the ability to work and provide for ourselves and our loved ones, that may be the way he has chosen to meet our needs. And we have an obligation to him to exercise the abilities he has given us. But we should realize that he is meeting our needs, not ourselves. We also have the responsibility to do the work that he has provided for us. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are expected by God to do the good works he has prepared beforehand for us. He will provide what we need to do that. These good works, including building the body of Christ, Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:11 through 12, that Jesus gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So God gives people and gifts manifestations of the Spirit to the church. So if let go and let God means that we don't try to control our situation or meet our needs in our own strength, but surrender to God and his sovereignty, it is definitely biblical. It is also very hard to do. As a matter of fact, it is impossible to do without God's enabling us to do it. In God's power, we can surrender to him and thus let go and let God. Amen. I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you. It's Wednesday. Have a peaceful and wonderful Wednesday. And be mindful of how you speak to one another. Love one another as God has loved you. Amen. Amen. And if I first love you, God has loved you always. God will, he will take care of you. God is your strength, and he will be there always. Amen. Until I see you Friday with another word of encouragement, God bless you. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. Take care. Bye-bye.